The name of this presentation, Books Are the Basis. And what this is excerpts from Srila Prabhupada's letters, which shows us the importance of reading Srila Prabhupada's books and only reading Srila Prabhupada's books. That's another theme of this special presentation. I've never done this, so because you are my special clique, then I'm going to do this special class. Okay, and if I'm not exhausted, then I'll do a few more songs after this special class. But I want to do this now. Okay, so these are excerpts. It's called Books Are the Basis, taken from Srila Prabhupada's letters. Practical devotion is the secret to understanding the Shastras. For one who is not engaged in devotional service, reading all of the books is simply like licking the outside of the honey jar. If we can simply understand one book or one shloka, then perfection is there. Lord Chaitanya warned about reading too many books. Although I see in America, this is very popular, to get volumes and volumes of books and not understand one. So that was a letter to Pradyumna in February of 1968. Next excerpt. Yes, reading my books will help you. Philosophy must be there. But if you do not also apply the philosophy by participating in all temple affairs, like rising early, attending Mangalarati, performing devotional service, then simply learning the philosophy will have no effect. Next letter. There is no need by any of my disciples to read any books besides my books. In fact, such reading may be detrimental to their advancement in Krishna consciousness. Except in certain authorized cases, for example, to read some philosopher like Plato to make an essay comparing his philosophy with Krishna's philosophy. But otherwise, all such outside reading should be stopped immediately. It is simply another botheration. If my students cannot even read my own books thoroughly, why should they read others? I have given you teachings of Lord Chaitanya. What need is there to read Chaitanya Charitamrita translated by someone else? You are right to stop such reading. Next letter. Regarding preaching work, if you simply reproduce verbatim the purports which I have given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna with ecstasy, that will be sufficient for your preaching work. And as you do it seriously and sincerely, Krishna gives you more and more strength for this noble missionary work. So this statement here, this is how I base my preaching. This is how I've been preaching all these years. This is exactly my mood. I'll read this one again. This was a letter Prabhupada wrote to Brahmananda in September of 1968. This is how Nirantara Das preaches. Again, Prabhupada writes, regarding preaching work, if you simply reproduce verbatim the purports which I have given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna with ecstasy, that will be sufficient for your preaching work. And as you do it seriously and sincerely, Krishna gives you more and more strength for this noble missionary work. There is no need of my sending the Kalyan books. Just read Srimad Bhagavatam, our three volumes, regularly and repeatedly. It is no use reading many books. It is better to assimilate one book, and that is sufficient. So, in 1968, all there was in ISKCON were the first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all the devotees had. So Prabhupada is saying, there's no need. Just learn that. As he, again, this is the second time now, he has mentioned, better to assimilate one book. Let us continue. Now this next one was actually the catalyst of what started my going through and finding these excerpts. Because this question came up in one of my discussions I had with the devotees there in ISKCON Tuwako. So this letter was the catalyst of how I got all the other letters. Prabhupada writes, Sri Ram Charitamanasa by Goswami Tulsidas is not very authorized, and Ramayan is authorized. One thing is, though, you have got enough other books to study. Did you appear in the examination held on Janmashtami Day? Why should you go to Ramayan when you have got Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and teachings of Lord Chaitanya? Don't divert your attention in that way. Goswami Tulsidas has a tint of Mayavad philosophy. He belongs to the Ramananda Sampradaya. They are a mixed combination of personalist and impersonalist. Therefore, the author is not considered as pure Vaishnava. Next letter. We do not require to study books, save and except for some reference. We have got volumes of books also. So it is better for us to mind our own business than to divert our attention in the studies of other books. This was definitely forbidden by Lord Chaitanya. Krishna conscious philosophy is as old as 120 million years at the least. So nothing can be compared to our philosophy, either in the matter of antiquity, philosophy, ethics, science, morality, etc. All in correct vision and approved by great stalwart acharyas. So far others are concerned, they cannot be compared even. For example, if Lord Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not murder, to the people, it does not reflect very good social structure of the audience. Our philosophy is above all these things. So the summary is that instead of diverting our attention to read such unauthorized books, better pay attention to more authorized Vaishnava literature. Next letter. You have studied the Sanskrit language for some years. That is sufficient of study. There is no more need. Now you read our books. Not that lifelong you have to study Sanskrit. Simply read our Sanskrit wherever it appears in our books and teach these slokas to the devotees. Don't waste time by studying Sanskrit independently of our books. Now, on the basis of this letter, I decided after my last Chile trip that I was going to start learning some Spanish. But based on this letter by Prabhupada, I have decided that I will learn Spanish only by reading Prabhupada's books. I'm not going to learn it otherwise. That is how I'm going to learn to read and speak Spanish, simply by going through Prabhupada's books. Next letter. If you want to study, there is much time in the day for studying, but you must also go out on Sankirtan party. That is the result of practice of your study. Simply studying is dry and useless without chanting. So this is another. This letter was to Sankarshan Das. Some of you know Sankarshan Das. He travels and preaches. He is known to the devotees of Santiago, Chile, and elsewhere. So this letter to Sankarshan, Prabhupada is saying, this was twice now, that you just don't read, you just don't study. You have to also go out and preach, do practical devotional service. So that is an important point. Next letter. Brahmananda Swami has read me your letter regarding the students reading other books. I request you to stop this practice. Our students have no time to read our own books, but they have time to read others' books and the money to purchase them. Why is this mentality there? You are a serious student. Therefore, you have correctly found out the defect in these books. We do not want a Babaji class. We want active preachers. So that is very important to me. Prabhupada does not want Babaji or simply a scholars. He wants active preachers. So this letter I take very, very seriously. This will guide me in how I read and how I study. Prabhupada continues. Regarding the Gaudiya Math books being circulated there, who is distributing? Who is sending these books? The Gaudiya Math does not sell our books. Why should we sell their books? Who has introduced these books? Let me know. These books should not... excuse me. These books should not at all be circulated in our society. Who has introduced these books? You say that you would read only one book if that was all that I had written. So you teach others to do like that. You have very good determination. So that was a letter to my friend. I know this devotee, Shukadev. Those of you in Los Angeles and elsewhere know Shukadev. So this was a very strong letter. And I'm also of the same sentiment, where it says here, you say that you would read only one book if that was all that I had written. Yes, I want to also be like that. Only read Prabhupada's books. The temptation is there to become a big scholar and to be able to lecture and quote so many books. But I'm going to follow this instruction of Srila Prabhupada. I'm going to follow this. I'm only going to read Prabhupada's books. Next letter. Whatever is to be learned of the teachings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur can be learned from our books. There is no need whatsoever for any outside instruction. So Prabhupada is remaining consistent here. He wants us to remain chaste and be restricted to his books. Next letter. You need not become such a scholar. You require simply to understand Shastras, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, etc., and to chant Hare Krishna mantra as much as possible. The thing is, if you give more stress on scholarly line, other devotees will try to imitate you. Already, your wife has expressed such intentions. As soon as we try to be scholars, our devotional line will be slackened. These points are to be kept in view always. Regarding your last point, that you shall try to learn the various scriptures very carefully and present them wherever, in classes and books, that is very good. So again, the same point. Prabhupada does not want us to become scholars. He wants us to become preachers. Next letter. School may be bad, but studying is not bad. It is very good. So we should not give up the habit of studying, especially Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Brahma Sanhita. Next letter. I am very much stressing this point, that all my students should be very much conversant with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and that they should read our books very diligently, at least 1 or 2 hours daily, and try to understand the subject matter from varieties of angles. So yes, I have been practicing this for the past 15 years. As he says here, they should read our books very diligently at least 1 or 2 hours daily. So if you study my books very carefully, then I am sure you will find out the means of applying this Krishna consciousness philosophy in all spheres of life. There is no limitation. Simply, it requires a little common sense practically. Next letter. So far, our activities in Krishna consciousness are concerned. Every one of us should read this book very attentively, because all conclusive statements in the kingdom of bhakti are contained in this transcendental valuable book. It is the essence of all Vedic literature, enlightening about Krishna consciousness. If anyone will read this book, Nectar of Devotion, very carefully, he or she will have all guidance in the bhakti cult. So in the temple class, some portions of this book must be regularly discussed. And I do a program twice a month, or at least once a month, in the home of Krishna Kumar, the place I call Kundan Loka. And on that program, we do 1 hour of Bhagavad Gita and 1 hour of Nectar of Devotion. And this coming Saturday, there will be a webcast from Kundan Loka, and you will see that we will do 1 hour Bhagavad Gita and 1 hour Nectar of Devotion. That's this Saturday. I hope you can all attend. Next letter. Speaking or anything at all depends on practice and study. I remember when I was first asked to speak by one of my godbrothers, I felt very much hesitating because I was not practiced to speak. Later on, by speaking and hearing or reading, I got experience. And now we can speak 45 minutes, 50 minutes, or 1 hour at a stretch. So you have to read our books very nicely and gather thoughts. Then you can speak for hours without any difficulty. It requires practice. So read our books carefully, especially Nectar of Devotion, now published, and practice speaking. It will be all right. So I can also testify to this, that simply by going out and doing it, just going out and preaching, little by little by little, Krishna shows you how to do it expertly. The same thing, whether you want to go out and distribute Prabhupada's books, do book distribution. It all comes from practice. It's not a question of tricks or techniques. It's just a simple question of sincerity and just going out and doing it, doing it, doing it. And little by little, Krishna shows you exactly how to become more and more expert. Another letter to Shukadev. We should rather turn our interest to learn from the books more and more. We should inquire about Krishna. Temple life is going on with little change, but we should become habituated to read the books more profoundly. Then if you have some questions about Krishna consciousness, as in the books, you can ask an older godbrother or write to me directly. That will help you make progress. So you see, this was a letter Prabhupada wrote to Shukadev in 1973. How fortunate Shukadev was that Prabhupada said you could write to me directly. Wow. Such a nice blessing and instruction Shukadev got from Prabhupada. But the point is, Prabhupada was saying, we should learn from our books more and more. Next letter. Street chanting must go on. It is our most important program. Lord Chaitanya's movement means the Sankirtan movement. You may simply take 2 hours for chanting 16 rounds daily, 2 hours for reading congregationally, and balance of time go out for Sankirtan. We must do both, reading books and distributing books. But distributing books is the main propaganda. Reading in class for 2 hours is sufficient. And other reading can be done in spare time if one has got it. It is not as though one has to be always reading. 1 hour a morning for Bhagavatam class and 1 hour in the evening, either Bhagavad Gita or Nectar of Devotion, that is sufficient. Next letter. Our advancement in Krishna consciousness is made possible in two ways, by knowledge and renunciation, jnana and tyag, or tapasya. The more we become renounced from this material world, the more we advance in Krishna consciousness. But we are only able to make such sacrifices and perform tapasya if we have got knowledge. So I'm requesting all of my students to read my books very seriously every day without fail. In this way, if your mind becomes absorbed at least 1 or 2 hours daily in the transcendental subject of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other books, then very easily you will make advancement in Krishna consciousness. This restlessness or agitation of the mind cannot be rectified by altering the material circumstances. If we are in Krishna consciousness, any type of occupation will suit me, and we shall always be satisfied. Therefore, I recommend you to read books more and more and try to understand the subject matter from different angles of vision and be always discussing it with your God brothers, even while you are working. When you are working and you cannot read, then listen to the tapes of my lectures and hear in that way. So this is very, very instructive, that the hearing process should go on even while we are working. Just like right now, all these years, my wife has been working at a legal office, but throughout the day, she is listening to Prabhupada tapes or bhajans, or when I'm doing the webcast, she uses her Droid phone and she can watch and listen while she's doing the work. So this is a direct instruction for Prabhupada. When you are working and you cannot read, then listen to the tapes of my lectures and hear in that way. Next letter. Try to read our books. You are the president there, so you must be very conversant with our philosophy. Be sure to read my books very carefully. Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should read every day without fail. And that was a letter not even to an initiated disciple. That was to somebody named Urvashi Patel. Very interesting. So here is a letter that Prabhupada wrote to Hridayananda Dasa Goswami. He writes, "And you must all study very scrutinizingly all of the books so that when the need arises, you can repeat in your own words their purport. And I will be very pleased if you contribute articles to Back to Godhead magazine. By writing regularly, whatever you read will become realized. As much as possible, read, chant, and preach. Next letter, also to Ridayananda Dasa Goswami. Actually, these books are the foundation stone of our movement. Whatever we are is resting on these books, reading and distributing them. This should be our motto. Therefore, that's why the name of this class, Books Are the Basis. Because look what he just said. These books are the foundation stone of our movement. Whatever we are is resting on these books, reading and distributing them. This should be our motto. Next letter. This is a letter to Jai Pataka. Regarding our books, yes, they are being printed in our press and they will come out very shortly. The books are being written specifically for my students, and I am so glad to learn that you read them so carefully. The words are ambrosial because they are not my personal words, but are instructions of my predecessors, and I am trying to administer them to the best of my knowledge. That is the way of the parampara system. Continuing, this is a letter Prabhupada wrote to Hayagriva Das. Your preaching in New Vrindavan, as well as intensified study of our books with seriousness, is very much encouraging. Please continue this program with vigor and reestablish the solidity of our movement. From the very beginning, I was strongly against the impersonalists, and all my books are stressed on this point. So my oral instruction, as well as my books, are all at your service. Now you have the GBC. Consult with them and get a clear and strong idea. Then there will be no disturbance. Disturbance is caused by ignorance. Where there is no ignorance, there is no disturbance. Another letter. The instruction given in my books is supposed to be personal instruction. When we read the Bhagavad Gita as it is understood that we are receiving personal instructions of Krishna. No physical barrier is there in the case of spiritual affairs. So as you can see, or I hope you can see, by hearing these letters, many, many doubts and confusions are being cleared up. There's more. Nowadays, there are so many so-called spiritual masters. It becomes bewildering to us as to who can actually give us spiritual knowledge. Therefore, I have written volumes of books, authorized Vedic literature, of which you can take advantage in association with the devotees who are practicing this knowledge. Thus, you will be able to learn the science of God. Next letter. In my books, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is explained fully. So if there's anything you do not understand, then you simply have to read it again and again. By reading daily, the knowledge will be revealed to you. And by this process of spiritual life, it will develop. You may please me the most by reading my books and following the instructions therein. This is one of my favorite statements so far. This one is my motto. So Prabhupada wrote this letter to someone named Bahu Rupa Das in November of 1974. I'm going to read it again just for my own purification. I love what Prabhupada just said. In my books, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is explained fully. So if there's anything you do not understand, then you simply have to read again and again. By reading daily, the knowledge will be revealed to you. I have personal experience of this. What Prabhupada has just written, I have personal experience. This is so true. And by this process, your spiritual life will develop. You may please me the most by reading my books and following the instructions therein. There it is, folks. You may please me the most by reading my books and following the instructions therein. Next letter. Please continue reading our books with great care, studying them again and again. And that was to Abhakta Steve, in December of 1974. Next letter. Thank you for appreciating my books. Read them carefully, and you will preach very nicely. So, yes, people over the years have asked me, Prabhu, why do you preach? How is it you go on preaching? There's the answer. Read them carefully, and you will preach very nicely. Next letter. Regarding my books, everyone should read. I am also reading. How much you should read and how much you should do other types of service, that has to be decided by each individual devotee. Oh, I love this. There you go. So many questions Prabhupada is answering in these excerpts that I found. So he just answered another question. How much you should read and how much you should do other types of service should be decided by each individual devotee. Yes. Next letter. Go on reading the books and have the correct perception, and Krishna will help you. Siddhanta baliya chitte nakari alas. Iha haite Krishna lage sudridam manas. A sincere devotee should not neglect discussion of such conclusions, considering them controversial. For such discussions strengthen the mind. You should always be alert in understanding the Shastric conclusions. That will help you. Otherwise, we can be misled by bogus philosophers. I am very pleased that you are studying the books. That will make you happy and successful. Next letter. Please regularly chant Hare Krishna and read Srimad Bhagavatam. And very soon, you will get other books also, like Bhagavad Gita as it is, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And always read and talk about Krishna between yourselves. And always remember that this life is but a flash only. We have to seek after our eternal life in Krishna consciousness and be transferred to the spiritual world in the association of Krishna. Continue to keep your present attitude, and certainly, even within this life, you will be successful in attaining perfection of Krishna consciousness. Next letter. You are always at liberty to inquire from me about all such questions in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and I am so glad that you are reading all these books so carefully. That is our business. We shall chant Hare Krishna or read Srimad Bhagavatam or associate with devotees in the temple so that the program shall go on continually. For constantly remembering Krishna, and we shall never forget him, even for a moment. Formerly, great aristocratic families, kings and rich men, they used to engage a qualified Brahman to copy Srimad Bhagavatam in handwriting and then present it to a suitable person, especially Brahmins in a gold casket. That was the system. That was a great work of charity. Still, there are many rich men in India who have engaged learned Brahmins to copy Srimad Bhagavatam in handwriting, and they give in charity to a qualified person. Next letter. Study Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, and continue to help your god brothers in developing Krishna consciousness. Develop your preaching in this way, and this will be the most successful and appreciated endeavor. When you study very carefully all of the books which are available, especially Bhagavad Gita as it is, you will have in your grasp answers to all questions that may be put to you. Please encourage the others to read this Bhagavad Gita at least one chapter every day. So that's what I'm doing in my New Dwarka Bhagavad Gita class every Wednesday night now. My new day is Wednesday. So every Wednesday, we do one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Next letter. You should all read very carefully Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and you should be able to answer all questions, and only in rare cases approach me. But it is important that our students must be able to answer all questions for becoming preachers. Here's another letter to Ridayananda Das. I am very pleased that you are inclined to read and study our books with such seriousness. Thank you very much. We want good preachers also. Preaching shouldn't depend on me only. My disciples should all become preachers. And that depends on studying the books nicely so that you can arrive at the right conclusion. I love this one. Prabhupada wants us to preach. He wants his disciples to become good preacher. And it depends on studying the books nicely. Now this next letter is very, very interesting. I don't know the exact circumstances, but all I'm going to do is read this letter to you, and then you can all glean from it what you feel is appropriate. So here's Prabhupada's letter. You should make an effort to finish your 16 rounds whenever possible, as you are an important worker there, and you have so many important duties, especially to take care of the cows. It may not be possible for you to stop your work for chanting 16 rounds, but as much as possible, you should try to fulfill the goal of 16 rounds daily. You should not fall too much short of this goal. That will not be good. Similarly, you must read Bhagavad Gita at least a few verses every day and think about them throughout the day. Best thing is to read one chapter daily. And if you can meditate upon a few verses of Bhagavad Gita every day, that is better than reading for simply 1 hour and then forgetting the topics until the next reading. So that's a very interesting letter. Next letter. I think all of these questions should be answered by the presidents locally. So you should study all our books very nicely, and all the doubts and questions may be answered locally. In case of difficult questions, it may be referred to me. Another letter. All the devotees who desire to know may ask their questions to the elderly members, but still they are open to write to me for all their questions. I reply each and every letter I receive. But it is better if simple questions are solved among yourselves in the Ishta Goshti class. Every one of you must regularly read our books at least twice, in the morning and the evening, and automatically all questions will be answered. Another letter. If you want leaders especially to become absorbed, I want your leaders especially to become absorbed in the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and become yourselves completely convinced and free from all doubt. On this platform, you shall be able to carry out the work satisfactorily. But if there is a lack of knowledge, or if there is forgetfulness, then everything will be spoiled in time. So especially, you must encourage the students to read our books throughout the day as much as possible. That's a big one. I'm going to read that again. So Prabhupada is speaking to the temple leaders, ISKCON's leaders. So especially, you must encourage the students to read our books throughout the day as much as possible and give them all good advice how to understand the books and inspire them to study things from every point of view. Better to boil the milk very vigorously and make it thick and sweet. That is the best progress. So let us concentrate on training our devotees very thoroughly in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness from our books, from tapes, by discussing always and in so many ways, instruct them in the right propositions. Next letter. This one is very interesting, this letter. This one is kind of heavy. You are experiencing some doubts that you cannot believe that Krishna, from Krishna book, can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that it must be like some fairy tale. To clear up these things, the best remedy is to discuss among yourselves and all members regularly all our books and classes. Then these doubts will be killed. Without reading books, it becomes hackneyed, and such obnoxious ideas trouble us. Our thoughts are always changing. That is the nature of the mind. So you cannot expect that even the great saintly persons are free from thoughts coming and going. But after thinking, there is feeling and willing. Willing being the stage of putting the thoughts into action. So if we are able to employ our intelligence, then we will kill the thoughts before they become manifest in activity. But because you are so much inclined to enjoy something unintelligently, we have to therefore sharpen our intelligence daily by reading and discussing and preaching to others. In this way, we are able very easily to defeat all challengers to our philosophy, and everything becomes clear as it is revealed from different angles of vision. Krishna makes a promise to one who is striving to serve him sincerely that he will give such devotee the intelligence by which one may come to him. Therefore, we should always pray that Krishna kindly provide me the intelligence to kill the demons of doubt. And because he understands the heart of his sincere devotee, immediately he gives assistance. Next letter. Nowadays it seems that many of the older disciples like yourself are having difficulty. If you do not set the example for the younger students and take the responsibility for instructing them in the right line, how will things go on? Try to always study our books and see our philosophy from different lights of directions. Become convinced yourself of this knowledge, and without a doubt, all your difficulties of your mind will disappear forever, and you will see Krishna face to face. This next letter, I have some personal history with this letter. I think I was there when this devotee read this letter when he received his reply from Prabhupada. This is in January of 1976 to Satsarupa Dasa Goswami. Yes, as a sannyasi and GBC, your first duty is to read my books. Otherwise, how will you preach? In order to remain steadily fixed in Krishna consciousness, there must be sound philosophical understanding. Otherwise, it will only become sentiment. Whenever you find the time, please read my books. I was there when he got this letter from Prabhupada, and I looked over around his shoulder and read the letter at the same time he was. I remember this letter very, very well. In addition to chanting of our 16 rounds daily, we must all read at least one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. We are printing these books not for money, but so that all devotees will read and understand. So that was a letter Prabhupada wrote to all the temples. And the remaining letters are all about how Prabhupada wanted to institute a testing that all the devotees should appear for examination. So I thank you, those of you who stayed for this special class. I see that there are still 18 or so devotees.